My name is Gabriel, the angel Gabriel. And I've come here with a message for you today. Now, when I come with messages this time of year, people almost always expect it to be that wonderful story about the baby in the manger, and about Mary, and about Joseph, and the shepherds. And that's an important story, it really is. But the message I have to share with you today is just a little bit different, because you see, it's not really about the past, even though it's related to that Christmas story. It's not even about the present. It's really about the future. Your future. But before we really get into that, I want to tell you about a couple of other messages that I got to go and share in the not-so-distant past. One of those, the first one, was with a man named Zechariah. Zechariah was a priest, a good priest. He and his wife Elizabeth, descendants of Aaron, were good people. They had favor in the eyes of God. But they were old, and they didn't have children, and Elizabeth wasn't able to have children. Well, it was on this day, the lot had fallen on Zechariah, which meant that he was to be the priest that was going to go into the temple and prepare the temple. So he took in the incense and he was preparing the temple. And as he did, people were outside praying. And this is when I came. This is when I appeared to Zechariah. And I got to appear to him and I said, Zechariah, your prayers have been answered. You're going to be a father. Elizabeth is going to have a child. And not only that, this child is not only going to bring you joy beyond belief, this child, this boy child, is going to lead people of Israel to the Lord. And his name shall be John. Well, Zechariah said, but how can this be so? I'm so old. And Elizabeth is beyond the age to have children as well. He asked this to me, an angel, the messenger angel of God, has come down and told this man of God who's been praying for years. And God has sent me to say his prayer is going to be answered. And it's as though he's saying, can God really do that? And so, the promise was delivered just as God had said. But as a result of his disbelief, as a result of a lack of faith and understanding who God was and what God was desiring to accomplish, Zechariah was not able to speak again until the day John was born. So as I left this place, I had thought it was going to be such an exciting time. The announcements of new life, of new birth, are always supposed to be exciting and joyful. But somehow or another, I just left that place with less than what I anticipated I would have. So, not long after that, I got the call again that I was going to deliver another birth message. Well, if ever there was a time that an angel was going to be apprehensive, this would be it. You see, I had just come from a man of God who questioned God's ability to provide him with a child because of his old age. And now God had given me a responsibility of going to announce another birth. This time to a girl who was a virgin, to say that she was already pregnant and going to have a child and that God Almighty was the Father. You see why I'm a little bit apprehensive? But I go. I go to Galilee, to the town of Nazareth, and there I find Mary. And I tell her, because people always seem to be afraid when they see me. And I said, you don't need to be afraid, Mary. I have a message for you from God. I said, and here it goes. Mary, you're going to have a child, and his name will be Jesus. He'll be called the Son of the Most High. God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will rule over the descendants of Jacob forever. And Mary, with a slight pause, said, but how could this be since I am a virgin? And I replied and I explained to her, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God has overshadowed you, has come over you, and is with you and will be with you and with your son. And not only that, but your relative Elizabeth, she is pregnant even now in her old age. And I waited for Mary's response. And she said, I am the Lord's servant. May your words be fulfilled in me. Exuberant joy went through me that was surprising even for an angel, because I knew there was something great that was about to happen. God was about to accomplish something magnificent. And I had just had an opportunity to be a part of that. The best was yet. And so now, I have a message for you. Because you see, this story about the Christ child, this story about the birth, what you celebrate here at this place, and then even as it carries on, and we have the life of Jesus, and he dies on a cross, and he's resurrecting. It's not just a story. It's not just something that we put our green and red on and come and express thanks for that story. That is something that's real. Jesus really is today the reason for the season. But he's not just the reason for the season. He's also the reason for hope, the reason for peace, the reason for joy, and the reason for love. I don't know today. I don't have this specific plan to reveal to you, like I did to Zechariah and like I did to Mary, of what's going to happen. But God has one for you. And if you search for it, you will know it. You will know the specifics. Because God desires you to know that, and he doesn't play games. But what I can tell you is that whatever that specific plan is, whatever the calling is that God has on your life, it will involve those four things I just mentioned. There will be hope. There will be hope that as you look around the world around you, where so many people are just hopeful for something different, something that's going to take them to the next level, you don't have to, because you have Christ. And there's promise there. And so you know that the life that you have to live, not even the eternal life, but even the life here now on earth, you have hope beyond what you can comprehend yourself. And there are things that will happen that you cannot even dream of if you simply allow yourself as a servant of God for the word to be fulfilled. And then there's peace. Because you know, on this earth, and I've been around a few hundred thousand years, and very, very few of God's servants have it easy. So another one of those gifts that God gives us is peace. So in the midst of the struggles, in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the unknown, God gives us peace. And so when you think you know what it is that God's calling you to do, when you think you know what that expectation is, when it scares you, when it terrifies you, when you don't think you have the ability, it's then that you can grab a hold to the peace that comes through the Christ child. And then you can see as you go through those challenges, as you go through those struggles, you see where God is at work. And it builds strength and it builds ability for you to continue on the journey that God lays before you. And then there's joy. Joy is the essence of what God desires to be inside of us. And it's not just happiness. So often we confuse those two, happiness and joy. Joy doesn't change. Joy is there through all circumstances because we understand who God is. We understand God's ability. We understand that nothing and no one can separate us from the love of Christ. We also know, because Jesus said in His own words, "I have come that you may have life and you may have it to the full." And when He's talking about that, He's not simply talking about when you get up with the angels in heaven. He's meaning you can have life to the full here, even in the midst of the circumstances you have right now. That's a promise from God Almighty. Do you believe it? It's an angel telling you so. And then lastly, there's love. The love God has for you is boundless. There is no beginning and there is no end. But you cannot begin to know how big that love is until you're willing to give it away yourself. You give it away by showing mercy to those who deserve it and those who don't. You show love by having forgiveness for those who deserve it and those who don't. You show love by giving sacrificially as God leads, such that it makes a difference in the kingdom of God. So, your future lies before you. There's something specific God wants, and I'm probably not going to show up and be the one to tell you. God has so many modern ways that He speaks today, and He does speak through ways that sometimes He's not given credit for. But God has a plan for each and every one of you, just like there was a plan for Zechariah, just like there was a plan for Mary. And I'm sharing with you a message today, and I beg you to embrace it, to be like Mary, saying, "I am the servant of the Lord. May your words be fulfilled in me." I know you struggle at times with faith. I know at times you struggle with belief, and that's okay. That's a part of humanity. But when you give everything, when you give all of your faith to God, when you give yourself as Mary did, then God can bless you so much more. And God desires that. It may be through your marriage. I'm pretty sure there's a couple here that's been married for 5 years that can give testimony to that. But there's 5 more years yet to come that you don't even know what's coming yet. It may be with children. It may be with children that you've just had that you're excited about, that, or maybe, just maybe you have a child that's returned from the way blue yonder and finally come home to spend some time. And so you want this to be the time God desires it to be. So that when there's separation again, that separation carries with it that joy, that peace, that hope, that love that only comes from God. Maybe it's about a job. Maybe it's about a change in career. And there's that uncomfortableness. But you know that God wants more from you. God wants you to give more of your time to something that's going to make more of a difference to the kingdom. Not that what you're doing now can't. But God wants to know that you trust Him. What's God going to do? Maybe. Just maybe there's a particular ministry that God's leading you to. Maybe there are people around you that you see are hurting and struggling. And God wants you to somehow or another give more of your time, energy, and effort to that because it's been placed on your heart, and that's what God does. Maybe that happens in the midst of where your job is now, but God is speaking to you. I promise you that. Don't leave today saying, but how can that be true if God is speaking to you? So please, let these fine musicians come and lead us once again. Come, respond. I'm not really an angel. Although maybe I'm not going to get this off. But the message shared from the perspective of the angel today is true. It's not just an act. It's not just a drama. It's real. And you get to decide, just like Zechariah and just like Mary did, what you want to live into. And if you choose what Mary chose, Mary was very uncomfortable. Mary was very scared. Mary was probably talked about. Mary probably didn't have a clue what was going to happen to her, but I'm glad that she made the statement that she did, that I am the servant of the Lord. May your word be fulfilled in me. God's word has spoken to you today. God's word, if we allow it, convicts us. How is it that you will respond? The altar's open. You can come and pray. I would love to pray with you if you desire that. One last thing. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you haven't made him your Lord and Savior, you don't have access to what I just talked about. But you can have that today. If you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is believe that that birth of that baby child was real. That he lived a life and then died on a cross and paid the price for your sins and mine. Because he loved you that much. Then he was buried, and then he defeated death by rising on the third day. And he did all of that so that you and I could spend eternity together with him. But that life doesn't begin just when we get to heaven. It starts now, and that's what I talked about today. It's your future. Your future starts now, not when you get to heaven. And I want everything that God wants for you. Respond as God would be.
Please stand as we sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's hymn number 88.